My name is Mitchell Elkin, and I'm a professor of neurology and epidemiology at Columbia University in New York.
So can you give us a background on your talk for the Canadian Stroke Conference, please?
I'll be talking about inflammation and microvascular disease. And the idea behind the talk is that we have known for some time that atherosclerosis and vascular disease have an important inflammatory component to them, but it's a little bit less clear whether inflammation plays a role in small vessel disease of the brain as well. So we know, for example, that inflammation and white blood cells contribute to atherosclerosis of the carotid arteries and also the large blood vessels in the brain. But what I'm going to talk a little bit more about is how that might impact the small blood vessels deep within the brain. And we'll touch on the role of inflammation in small blood vessels as seen on MRI scans with regard to white matter disease, which is often used as a surrogate measure of small vessel disease. And we'll also talk about the results from some epidemiologic studies and clinical trials as well.
So a lot of your work, I see, when you talk about epidemiological studies, has involved the Northern Manhattan study. So can you give us a background on this and how it links to the work you've been doing in inflammation and in microvascular disease?
Sure. The Northern Manhattan study is a prospective cohort study that has been going on in New York City for the past 22 years. The study was originally started by Ralph Sacco, and we continue to collaborate on it to this day. And the study involves a cohort of about 3,300 people. It's a mixed cohort of whites, blacks, and Hispanics, all living in the same area of northern Manhattan. And the group was very extensively studied at the time of their recruitment into the study. So they had assessments of their heart function, their blood vessel function, and blood test run, as well as questionnaires about their history and dietary patterns and alcohol consumption and so forth. And then the cohort has been followed every year for outcomes like stroke, as well as other cardiovascular events and death since that time. And in sub-cohorts or sub-samples of the full group, we've performed MRI scans and carotid ultrasound imaging and neuropsychological testing. And so we'll be talking about the results of some of those different subgroups as well in the talk that I'll be giving. Some of the medications that are used to prevent stroke, like statins, for example, have an effect on inflammation as well as cholesterol. So some of the things that are available currently probably do have an impact on inflammatory processes as well, but we still don't have any medications that are used only to treat inflammation or specifically to treat inflammation. But one thing that I will be talking about is whether treatments that are directed against the immune system might have an effect on the long-term decline that can be seen in patients who've had a stroke. And there is some very exciting data coming out of our epidemiologic studies as well as out of some recent clinical trials suggesting that immune-directed approaches may have an effect on long-term outcomes after stroke. So that's all more in the research realm than in the ready for prime time clinical realm, but it's very exciting and I think that it's going to be an important area for future investigation.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Canadian Stroke Congress and the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider opting in for membership to this important global work. Together we can change the global burden of stroke.